Test 68, Section 2, Question 13. With this one, we want to justify the publisher's prediction, so we want to strengthen it, essentially. Now, what we get is the conclusion of the argument is, or the prediction, is just that this soon the sales of the game will also exceed expectations, so that sales are going to exceed expectations. Now, what we get as far as our evidence in favor of that is that they release this game, it has inventive puzzles that induce even casual players to become preoccupied with completing it. So even casual people really want to finish this thing. The game can be purchased from retail outlets or rented for two-day intervals. So you can rent it for 2 days. Publisher offers a rebate to the cost of one rental for renters who purchase it, saving them a significant portion. Since the rate of sales now meets expectations and rentals are exceeding expectations, therefore they're saying that soon the sales will exceed expectation. Now, if we look at that, what we get here is that they are predicting that sales will increase mainly on the basis of the fact that currently sales are meeting expectations, but rentals are exceeding expectations. And so obviously what we're getting here, like an easy way to strengthen this, would be something that the rentals are going to be converted into sales, that at least some of those are going to be. And so that would be something that would strengthen this. But we really want to say anything that's going to say sales will soon exceed expectations. So A says the game can be purchased directly from the publisher as well as from retailers. Well, that doesn't really change much about the argument, because that's something that's already kind of in existence, and it doesn't make it more or less likely that we're going to start exceeding sales expectations. B, it takes several weeks for most players to complete the game. Now, this may seem like a side note, but we have some information in the passage that makes this relevant, and that is that it is so compelling that even casual players are going to become preoccupied with completing it, but the rentals are just for 2 days. And so if it takes several weeks to complete it, then we know that casual players are likely to buy the game because they can only rent it for 2 days at a time, and that won't be sufficient to help them complete the game. So B does help. C, the publisher's games are among the most popular computer games on the market. Well, the problem with that is that doesn't really say whether or not this particular game is going to exceed the expectations. D, the most people who complete the game do not play it extensively afterwards. If anything, that would weaken this particular argument. And then some people buy and complete the game and then give it away to a friend. Well, if anything, that would also undermine the argument, because then you would say, well, the fact that the sales are good, some people might not buy it because they're going to get it from a friend. So therefore, answer choice B is the best answer. And the tricky thing is we have to bring in the information from the first part of the passage, which at first might have seemed to be just background information, but does become relevant for this one. And so therefore, B is the best.